Nikki Haley at RNC, Trump stands with Israel, Biden condemned Israel. By Joel B. Polak on August 24, 2020. Former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley used part of her speech to the Republican National Convention, RNC, on Monday night to remind Americans that President Donald Trump stood with Israel, while Joe Biden condemned it. Haley, who had little foreign policy experience before heading to the UN, won worldwide respect by standing up for U.S. interests, and won the hearts of pro-Israel Americans with her fervent defenses of the U.S.-Israel alliance. She spoke about the Obama-Biden administration's poor record on Israel, the Middle East, and the United Nations itself. Obama and Biden let Iran get away with murder and literally sent them a plane full of cash. President Trump did the right thing and ripped up the Iran nuclear deal. Obama and Biden led the United Nations to denounce our friend and ally, Israel. President Trump moved our embassy to Jerusalem. And when the UN tried to condemn us, I was proud to cast the American veto. This president has a record of strength and success. The former vice president has a record of weakness and failure. Joe Biden is good for Iran and ISIS, great for communist China. And he's a godsend to everyone who wants America to apologize, abstain, and abandon our values. The word abstain is a reference to the outgoing Obama administration's decision to abstain from UN Security Council Resolution 2334, allowing it to pass. The resolution declared the Israeli presence in all areas across the 1949 armistice line, including the Old City of Jerusalem, where Jews have lived almost without interruption for millennia, to be illegal. Biden in particular condemned Israel for planning to build apartments in a Jewish neighborhood of Jerusalem in 2010. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. His new book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.